This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The King Without a Kingdom by Maurice Druon. Read by Peter Joyce. Prologue. History's tragedies reveal great men, but those tragedies are provoked by the mediocre. At the beginning of the 14th century, France was the most powerful, the most densely populated, the most dynamic, and the richest of the Christian kingdoms, whose interventions were most feared, whose arbitration was heeded, and whose protection was sought after. And one could have thought that a French century was about to take hold across Europe. How, then, did it happen that this same France, 40 years later, came to be crushed on the battlefield by a nation it outnumbered fivefold? Why should its noblemen be split up into factions, its bourgeoisie in revolt, its people overwhelmed by excessive taxation, its provinces lawless and plagued by roving gangs engaged in pillaging and crime? All authority flouted, the currency weakened, trade at a standstill, and poverty and violence rife everywhere. Why this collapse?